With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey, Undisputed listeners. Before we start the show, I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, FoxSports.com. Reimagined for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com now. Let's start the show. Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Aaron Rodgers had no problem working through the Bears' defense last night. Rodgers had just over 200 yards through the air, but racked up four touchdowns and was not hit in the pocket once all night. Green Bay led by as many as 31 in the fourth quarter before Chicago got a few late scores to bring it to a 41-25 final. So, Shannon, how impressive was Aaron Rodgers?
He's great. And, you know, people wrote him off last year, and the Packers even took a quarterback in the first round. That's not going to play any time for the very foreseeable future. And this is what I think Aaron Rodgers is eating at Aaron Rodgers. Get me someone that's going to help us win right now. And then if you need to address this at a later date and time, because there's no guarantee by getting this quarterback, you're going to be any closer. You're as close as you're ever going to get to winning a Super Bowl. I'm your best chance. I'm your best option. And Skip, the first, I mean, he was great, Skip. Another four touchdown. Now he's 33 touchdowns, four interceptions on the season. First half, he was 15 of 18, three TDs, had three TD drives in the first half, scored touchdowns on five of his first six possessions. Game was over. And then when they're running the football, now, Devontae dropped a deep ball that probably would have pushed him maybe, what, 255, 260, something like that. But 21 of 29, he had a 97 QBR yesterday, Skip, the highest of the weekend. He can't play any better than what he's playing. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been great. You take out that game in which he played against Tampa, he got off to the great start. But other than that, Skip, he's been phenomenal. He would look, I believe for me, I would have Mahomes as clear my MVP. Rodgers and Russ, but I would probably give Rodgers a little edge because Rodgers has been the cleaner of the two. But I'm going to tell you another guy that's not a quarterback that's sneaking in this MVP race. That big old running back at Tennessee, Skip.
I'll buy that.
I don't know if anybody watching him because, you know, but Skip, he a different animal. And I know that's what you want to see Zeke run like what he run. But you see how they committed to the run, Skip?
And just watch how much stronger he'll get down the stretch because last year he just tore people up through December.
Skip, I ain't trying to look here. I feel good. You know, I'm just starting the game. I'm good, Skip, in the first quarter. Yeah, you ain't getting nothing here. Skip, I'm not trying to do all that in the fourth quarter because they done gave him the ball 25 more times after that. I ain't trying to do that. You see him start to turn it down. But Aaron Rodgers was phenomenal, Skip. He was phenomenal. That's what you want. He's everything you want your quarterback to be right now. That's what you want your quarterback to be.
My turn. Thank you very much. If Tom Brady had been protected the way Aaron Rodgers was last night, the night that Tom on a Thursday night played at Chicago, he would have thrown for more than 211 phenomenal yards that your man Aaron Rodgers threw for yesterday, last night.
They ran for $182, though.
Okay, and that brings me back to who do I always tell you is the unsung MVP? It's the other Aaron, as in Jones, who ran for 5.3 yards a carry, 90 yards. Does that work? Yes, it does. Thank you very much. Do you realize last night that phenomenal Aaron Rodgers was hit zero times by that ferocious Bears
defense. Well, he did have two carries, Skip, so they hit him.
But as far as in the pocket, dropped back to pass, he was hit zero times.
Zero.
So obviously zero sacks, zero quarterback hits. At Chicago on that fateful Thursday night, Tom Brady got hit eight times. That seemed like 18 to me, but officially it went down as eight.
Uh-huh.
And he was sacked three times. Is Aaron's offensive line that much better than Tom Brady's?
Yeah.
I say yes, it is.
Well, back there, all right, might be the best tackle in football.
Might be. He just might be. So, obviously, if you give Aaron that kind of time to stand back there and
he was doing the same.
He's going to do little stylish little flips where he's hoisting up his leg as he throws, you know, like throwing off his
He was dealing last night. You feeling good about himself?
He's feeling real good about himself because he had nothing but time and it appeared to be nothing but open receivers.
Well, it helps when Hakeem Hicks, because he's a four. Well, Tom Brady had to force Hakeem Hicks, who's one of the premier defensive tackles in all of football.
Okay, so you just made a case that Aaron Rodgers might just be the MVP of this league, mm-hmm. right? Okay, is this the same Aaron Rodgers who at Tampa Bay scored only 3 points in the last three quarters of that game? He scored no points. I'm sorry, that was the game he scored no points.
He scored 10 in the first quarter,
That's it. And it was 38-10 Tampa Bay. That's the guy.
And he had two interceptions in that game, and he's thrown two interceptions since.
Okay, was it the same guy who just a week ago at Indy had a 28-14 lead at halftime, and in the second half managed to score three late points. Mm-hmm. That was all. Three total points, a field goal that forced overtime in which they lost. That's the same Indy who got blown off the field yesterday by the aforementioned Tennessee Titans.
Hold on. While you keep talking, did he just hang 40-plus points on Chicago? Mm-hmm. The one that did the demolition job on your team that only got, what, 20 points, 17? Mm-hmm. Is that the guy?
Because Khalil Mack and company did not show last night.
Oh, they didn't show last night, huh?
Well, they just got snuffed.
Was that the team yesterday that gave it up on Monday night, who couldn't beat a third-string quarterback in the 49ers on yesterday, the Rams?
We're only talking about Aaron Rodgers right now, and that's the same phenomenal Aaron Rodgers who just a few games back, three games back, on that hallowed tundra up there, that frozen tundra at Lambeau Field, he lost to Kirk Cousins.
He lost
to a Minnesota defense that Andy Dalton shredded at Minneapolis.
Hold on.
What?
How could you lose to that team? So tell the people at home what Cook did to the Packers defense. Tell the people at home what Phillip Rivers did to the Packers defense. Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm noticing now, when Aaron Rodgers lose, you don't mention his defense, but every time Tom Brady lose, that defense is pathetic.
Mm. And then just a couple of weeks back, on that frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, Jacksonville went in there, whose GM was finally terminated last night because they are so bad.
Yeah.
Jacksonville went in there and should have won the game and barely lost the game 24-20. And Aaron Rodgers is complaining about, we need more songs. We need through the PA system. Right. We don't have enough energy in this building.
We need to play
Roll Out the Barrels.
You see it last night? He's on the big screen talking about.
Yeah. Roll out the
Aaron.
Signs.
Yo got don't do that.
Signs.
Yo got too cool for school. Mm. He don't want to get on the jumbo trial. Aaron Rodgers, all the other quarterbacks, they doing the little thing on, but your guy isolated.
So I think I just successfully shredded your Aaron Rodgers for MVP case.
Hold on, time out. They got an opportunity.
Oof.
Okay, right now they're the number two seed in the NFC. Mm. He's 33-4.
They were the top seed last year.
Okay.
Right.
So what are we going to do about the team running for 300 yards on them?
Mm.
So you see what you did, Skip? Now, anytime Aaron Rodgers lose, it's Aaron Rodgers' fault. Mm. Tom Brady lose, we blame Bruce Arians. We blame Brian Leftwich. We blame the defense. You have yet to give that man any credit for 33-4. Tom Brady wish he did have those numbers.
Mm.
Let me guess. Aaron Rodgers got more talent receivers. He got more talented receivers than Tom Brady. Because that was the argument that you used last year.
Well, he's got one that's more talented than anybody that Tom Brady has.
Really?
One is way beyond anybody.
Oh, he had more talent than AB, huh?
Yeah.
So why he want him?
Have you been watching AB? I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
By the way, AB's going to be a problem here pretty quickly because he was nowhere to be found yesterday. I don't see the burst. I don't see the quickness. I don't see the guy I used to see. I'm sorry. I'm not seeing it separate.
I'm saying the same thing about the quarterback. I don't see the consistent throws. I don't see the accuracy. I'm saying the same thing you see it.
Your guy, Devontae Adams. Whew. He's up there. Tyreek is number one, but I think this guy's 1A.
Yeah. The thing that...
And Tanyan, the tight end, Aaron doesn't just like him. He just loves him.
Man, the throws that he was making last night, that one that he was just back-footed, and Tanya ran the great route, you know, sold it to the post to Eddie, sold it to the corner to Eddie Jackson.
I give you that one.
The back-foot throw to Devontae in the end zone. Mm-hmm. Skip, the throws, there are only a handful of guys that's ever been able to make the throws that he's making. Mm. And one of them happened, we saw earlier in the 425 window yesterday. That's Mahomes. That can back-foot a throw, wrong-foot a throw.
Okay, so how did he go three quarters against that sorry Tampa Bay pass defense and couldn't score a single point for the last three quarters? How at Indy did he go a whole second half and manage three late points?
Skip, if you look at it, Andy did a great job yesterday of holding, it was 30. They gave up 35 and ended up giving, 44? 40. So they only gave up an onside kick return for a touchdown and a field goal in the second half. But, Skip, Tampa got it going, and Aaron couldn't correct it because they couldn't protect him. And I told you this. I didn't second-guess this. I told you. I said, Skip, that secondary can be had. Mm. I said, that secondary is not good. Mm. I said, if they don't get pressure, they done. I said, and what do we see? When they couldn't get there, now they started dialing up the pressure, and Shaq Barrett started getting home, and you saw Ndamukong Suh started getting there, JPP started getting some pressure, and they wait. But if they can't get any pressure initially, y'all, the secondary is average. Mm. The secondary is average, you know that. But give this man credit, Skip. Mm. This man is second in QBR. As a matter of fact, what did you got QBR? You didn't mention QBR yesterday. Mm. What did you got QBR yesterday?
60.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's 10 points above average.
10 points. So what was my homeboy?
Should have been a little better.
But my homeboy had a 9-1. Mm. 90. Leading. He's running away with the QBR.
I cannot wait to give him a grade for yesterday because there were some holes in his
game. Yeah, I'm going to give him a grade.
There's some myth-making here with Aaron Rodgers.
But I know the grade your guy getting.
I just poke some big old holes on your MVP
I give you
case.
One guess yep. to what you think your guy's going to get with that Prescottian effort.
How about a Z?
Yeah. Oh. That Prescottian.
Ooh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, it's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called the People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness, or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we could all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you.
No mercy.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right, Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me, that's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids. Just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Patrick Mahomes was able to even his record at 2-2 against Tom Brady with a 27-24 win yesterday. Mahomes started out hot, connecting with Tyreek Hill, who racked up over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first quarter alone. Tom Brady rallied his team, outscoring the Chiefs 17-7 in the second half. But Brady's two interceptions and a 17-point deficit proved to be too much for Tampa to overcome. Fox Sports NFL analyst Michael Vick is joining us now. So, Mike, good to see you. Question for you. What percent of the blame does Tom Brady deserve?
I say Tom deserved 50% of the blame and the other 50% to the defense. First and foremost, you know, in the opening drives, you know, they just stalled. They stalled out. It was a lot of three and outs. And the one thing you couldn't do against the Kansas City Chiefs was go three and out and give the ball to Patrick, because nine times out of 10, it's going to result in points. On the defensive side of the ball, you know, we knew they was going to have to stop Patrick to the best of their ability. And it just didn't happen. You know, the game plan wasn't built to stop Tyreek Hill. It wasn't built to stop Sammy Watkins. Both of those guys showed up. And Travis Kelce showed up as well. So, you know, when you look at it in its totality, Tom Brady needed to do more on the offensive side of the ball. The entire offense needed to do more in order to keep Patrick Mahomes and that dynamic offense on the sideline and not on the field. And that wasn't the case. So, you know, 50% goes to Tom, 50% to the defensive side of the ball, because they cannot, you know, they cannot stop Patrick Mahomes. They cannot contain Tyreek Hill. And before you know it, they was down 17 points in a huge deficit, and they couldn't dig themselves out of that hole. I don't think that football team is built to come from behind and win. Now, they did it to a certain degree, but it was just too late. And then the two interceptions, I think, was the biggest letdown of all. You know, when they was trying to mount a comeback and putting points on the board and trying to get some momentum, you know, the interceptions just came at inopportune times, and that cost them the game. So, you know, that's the reason I say Tom played a major part in it, but it was also the defense as well.
So I'm trying to figure this out. Okay, you said they got down 17-0. So, Michael Vick, if you score a touchdown, let's just say when you were the Falcons, you scored a touchdown. You came to the bench. What did your team do? They kicked the ball out to the other team, right? So the other team got an opportunity to get the ball. Though. Huh?
Yeah, that's the way the game goes.
Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out. So Tom Brady didn't get the ball in order for them to get down 17-0, so he didn't get the ball at all, huh? Mm. So it was just like the...
I said he had some drives to start out.
Okay, so that's... Okay, let me ask you a question. When the...
Early in the game.
The Chiefs had two possessions, had the ball, two cracks on the one-yard line, and the Bucs kept them out of the end zone. Are we going to give them credit for that? On Tom Brady's two interceptions... Tom Brady's two interceptions, they gave up no points. Are we going to give them credit for that? When they was about to blow the game open, Patrick Mahomes had got it going again, and Shaq Barrett sacks him, and he fumbles the ball. And are we going to give them credit for that? I don't think this is a 50-50 proposition. I believe it's an 80-20 proposition.
What about the secondary when Tyreek Hill was just running through the secondary?
Yes, okay. They gave up touchdowns. Okay, we kicked the ball off to Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know, but what about when Sammy Watkins was converting on every third down almost?
Yes.
That Patrick Mahomes...
you break it up a little bit. You said converting on third down. Tom Brady didn't get an opportunity to convert on third down?
Yeah, but he didn't.
Oh, okay. That's my point. But you were talking about that shit. So how is that the defense fault? He doesn't convert on third downs.
Is that all you got? You done?
I'm just asking. I want Mike to tell me.
That's all you got.
No, I just want Mike to tell me how is it a defense.
You know what I'm saying.
Huh?
You watch the game and you know what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Mm. I know, look, Mike, I know it's hard to criticize these quarterbacks, but you know Tom Brady isn't playing well. He has the second most interceptions to Carson Wentz. Is Carson Wentz playing well? No, he's not. He has seven interceptions in four games.
Carson Wentz had the weapons that Tom Brady got?
No, exactly. So now you should even give him more blame because he got weapons in doing that. Thank you, Mike Vick. Go ahead, Skip. Take it away.
Defense. Hold on. But that defense, man, they cannot stop Tyreek Hill. Look, I understand when the ball is in Brady's hands, he got to put in some work. He got to make some things happen. But if he can't do that, then it's up to the defense to get some stops and get him the ball back. And they didn't. They was down 17-0 before the game even started, bro.
My turn.
And I've got to bring a little reality and objectivity to this Brady hater, especially sitting across the table from me right now, because he led all the Brady haters yesterday to write this story before it was done. You got to be careful with the GOAT, because the GOAT's going to get you if you give him time to get you. And the game is, how many quarters are there in football? Help me out.
Four.
Oh, there are four quarters. Who has owned the fourth quarter in his career? I think it's Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr., mm-hmm. And he owned it again yesterday. So help me out here. Did Brady cut the deficit to 27-24 with maybe 20 seconds left the game? No! He cut it to 27-24 with his second long fourth quarter drive and touchdown pass with 4 minutes and 10 seconds left in the football game. All he needed was for his defense to just give him the ball back with 2 minutes left or maybe a minute 30, just one stop. And they couldn't even get the ball back with 4 minutes and 10 seconds left. They put a punctuation mark on the sorriest defensive effort of the year by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense by not getting the ball back to Tom Brady. So let's just look at this. My man across the table says 80% of the blame to a quarterback who yesterday, in just 23 minutes time of possession, threw for 369 yards and three touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes actually had the ball for 37 minutes, 14 more minutes. Yep. And he threw for 462. That's really good.
Yeah.
And three touchdowns. Wait a second. If we do the math, if Tom Brady had the ball for 37 minutes in that game, he was on pace to throw for 555 yards. I want people out there to let that sink in. 555 would have been the all-time NFL record set by Norm Van Brocklin in 1951 with 554. Well, I'm just saying, if you gave him the ball as hot as he got for the last three quarters of that game, because he was throwing a party on that.
Well, I wish the game would have been closer. I wish the game had been nip and tuck back and forth and watch Mahomes throw for 700.
Well, he made it real close at the end. And you're saying 80%? Hey, I will give Brady 20% of the blame, because just the first quarter alone, the Tampa Bay defense deserves 80%, because I have never been more embarrassed for a defense than I was for Todd Bowles, for whom I have the highest regard and respect. He's a good man and a great defensive coach. But without Jamel Dean, his one fast corner who runs 4-3, he's out, concussion. All of a sudden, you're going to put Carlton Davis, your physical corner, on Tyreek Hill in single solo coverage for the whole first quarter, really for the whole first half. He goes for 203 in the first quarter. It was a joke. And Patrick Mahomes throws for, 359 yards in the first half? It's absurd. It's humiliating. It's just so wrong that that defense would give up that many yards and that many points in the first half. For the GOAT to almost dig them out of that hole, he deserves at least 80% of the credit.
Yep. Tom Brady, but he's the GOAT. But he's not the GOAT right now. Because here's the problem that I have, Mike, is that we say the defense. We've seen Tom Brady. Teams almost come back. Brady gets the ball and never gives it back. And we never say the defense was sorry because they couldn't get the ball back. We heap kudos on Tom Brady for making every play. Now Patrick Mahomes do what Tom Brady has done for 20 years, and now we blame the defense. Mm.
Yeah, but Tom is the GOAT. And he's 43 years old, Shay. I mean,
I get that.
But he came to Tampa for some help.
But here's the thing. Michael Jordan was the GOAT. But when he came back to Washington, Mike, he was not the best player in the league. Two things can be true. I'm a firm believer. Two things can be true. If you want to say Michael Jordan was the GOAT when he came back and played in Washington, that's fine. But he wasn't better than Shaq then. He wasn't better than Kobe then. He wasn't better than T-Mac then. Mm. That's okay. Tom Brady can be the GOAT, but it's not comparable. Mm. He can't touch my homeboy's shoes right now. Wait, you know that.
Who leads the league in completions right now? Help me out.
Who leads? lead the league in attempts.
Tom Brady, thank you very much.
Exactly.
Yeah, interesting.
So give Pat Mahomes, because think about it, Skip, give Mahomes the same amount of attempts with his completion percentage, and it'll be off the chart.
Well, don't tell me he's washed up when he leads the league in attempts and completions.
Skip,
something's going right.
If I collect cans every day more than you, I'm going to have more cans. He's throwing the ball more than everybody.
He's completing it a whole lot, too.
Why did he complete it yesterday in the first half?
Well, help me out here. What happened on the very first drive, if we could see this? Tom Brady throws a sweet deep ball to his best receiver, Mike Evans, and hits him right here.
Through his hands.
Here we go.
Right through his hands.
Just drops it right down the chimney, right through his hands. You have to catch that if you're a Pro Bowl receiver. You have to find the ball and catch
it. Yeah, he misjudged.
And you'd have it down at the 20-yard line. What if they go score and go up 7-3? We might have a whole different narrative in the first half. So don't tell me he didn't do something in the first series he had the ball, because that worked.
Hold on, Mike. But what about the one he threw the AB out of bounds? That was ten yards out of bounds.
Yeah, and you AB remember that was one? Blanketed.
You remember that one?
Yeah. You know, I mean, the entire offense, like, that's the play that Mike Evans got to make. The desperation that this team is under, the magnitude of this game, the guy that's on the other side of the field and Patrick Mahomes, the main guys make those plays in big moments. I don't see DeSean Jackson, you know, dropping that type of pass. I don't see Tyreek Hill dropping that ball. That play needed to be made, and that was a play that Tom Brady made, and it just wasn't. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say 50% to Brady in the offense, the other 50 to the defense.
But see, this what I'm having a hard time understanding is that when Tom Brady does in the Super Bowl, Skip talking about Tom Brady threw for all these yards against the Legion of Boom, even though Belichick's defense didn't give up a point. We talk about how Tom Brady came back against the Falcons, even though Coach Belichick's defense didn't give up a point in the second half. Y'all didn't give the defense. You didn't mention the defense, Mike. All you talked about how great Brady was the second half. You talked about how great Brady was in the fourth quarter. You didn't mention the D. Now Tom Brady lays an egg for the better part of the game, and now all of a sudden, it's the defensive fault.
For the better part of the game?
Yes!
In the last three quarters, he threw for 313. In the second half alone, he threw for 228. Laying eggs?
I'm dropping dimes. I prop you. I'm going to address that. Mike, can you address that for me, please?
In those Super Bowl performances that you talked about, if they don't score points, it don't matter anyway. So, you know, naturally, the quarterback going to get the glory. The defense, they win championships. Keep that in perspective. The defense win championships, so we don't have to talk about that. The offense still got to generate the points and the offense in order for the defense to even be able to compete.
The defense...
It looked like yesterday. You don't score no points, you can't compete on...
Mike, defense. Let me ask you a question. If Patrick Mahomes, if I say over the next five games, Patrick Mahomes, their offense has 562 total yards with zero turnovers, what do you think the likelihood of defense holds them to 27 points? I'm going to say they're going to have 567 yards of total offense. They will not turn the football over. What's the likelihood of a defense holding them to 27 points?
Yeah, it's very unlikely.
Exactly. But you want to talk about the defense playing bad. Come on, Mike. You know how this goes.
Wait a second. Tom Brady against the Legion of Boom threw for 124 and two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. It's impossibly great.
What did Coach Belichick's defense give up against Russell Wilson?
Have you ever heard of time of possession? Seattle didn't have the ball very much in the fourth quarter because he dominated.
Hey, you see what he just did, Mike? He said Seattle didn't have the ball because he dominated time of possession. When Pat Mahomes just got the ball back and wouldn't give it back to him, he said it was the defense fault. Mm. But he won't blame the defense.
I can't with you.
I mean, when the ball is in the quarterback hands, man, you can dictate a lot.
Yes.
Obviously, time for possession. Obviously, points. You know, it works both ways on both sides. So we can argue both sides all day. But I'm always say that the offense got to score points to make the defense comfortable. The defense got to get stops in order to
they did allow that.
The offense to go out and be efficient.
Think about it, Mike.
Either way,
Mike.
It's just
Mike. What would have happened? If Shaq Barrett does not sack Pat Mahomes and they get that turnover and they go in and score, It's game, set, match at that point. You know that. I know that.
It was already 17 to nothing because they just gave them 17
points. It was about to be 24-0.
Wait a second. Have you ever in your life, in all your years of playing football, seen a dumber strategy than to put Carlton Davis solo on Tyreek in the first quarter? Have you ever?
Skip.
Because I haven't.
No. But here, so what? You would prefer them put Jamel Dean on him?
Well, he's gone.
Even if he was there, ain't nobody covering him. Tyreek 101.
Nobody does.
I wanted to place some blame on the coaching.
Yes, thank you.
I wanted to place some blame on the coaching, but I left it out. And I wasn't going to go there, you know, just out of respect. But,
all right, well,
I mean, why not play too high? Why not play cover two? Why not?
You can't play cover two against my homeboy because he got that Mike Vick in it.
You got to take your chances and do something.
My homeboy got that Mike Vick in it. You saw him run the option. You saw the man run the option,
I'm
breaking it up, guys. We got to keep talking about different quarterbacks.
No mercy.
Well, 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 don't count Bill Belichick and Cam Newton out of the playoff race just yet. New England's defense kept Kyler Murray in check, holding the Arizona quarterback to just 201 total yards. And despite throwing for less than 100 yards, Cam still led the Patriots on a game-winning drive that was capped off by a field goal as time expired. Michael Vick is still with us. So, Mike, what was the biggest reason the Patriots won this game?
Because of the defense. You know, it was clear that the defense played a lot better than the offense. You know, they was clicking. They kept, you know, Kyler Murray in check for the most part. Bill Belichick seemed like he put the same game plan together for Kyler that he did for Lamar. And it worked for the most part, kept the game close, kept Kyler from being dynamic, so to speak, and gave him problems in general. Kyler is nursing a shoulder injury, and I think that probably has some type of effect on the way he threw the football. You know, it takes a while to warm up when you have that AC joint sprain in your throwing shoulder. So to Kyler's credit, that could have made a difference. But all in all, when it all came down to it, the Arizona Cardinals still had a chance to win the game. They'll kick a miss there, their kick. You know, Nick Folk banged his through the upright. Shout out to my former teammate, Nick Folk. And that was the game. But I think for the New England Patriots, they played really good defense yesterday. And they was very physical. You know, they might not be playing some of the best football, you know, in all three phases of the game. But I think all in all, that defense has always looked stout. And I think that's what won the game for them.
I agree. I think Stephon Gilmore being back. Because now, Skip, you say, okay, Steph, you got D-Hop. Now, we're going to rotate. We're going to play coverage. We're going to keep our eyes in the backfield to make sure we don't let Kyler Murray get loose. And I thought they did a great job of containing Kyler Murray. I've never seen anything like this before. I can honestly skip. Cam was 9 of 18 for 84 yards. They sacked him three times. They picked him twice. And they never had a drive in which they gained at least 50 yards in any drive the entire game.
And they won.
And they won. Scott, like I said, I've never seen anything like this before. And they didn't get a pick six. They didn't get a scoop and score. They didn't run one back.
Nope.
I've never seen anything, but you have to give Coach Belichick credit. And like Mike said, that Kyler's shoulder. But I just thought on some of those third down runs, Skip, instead of giving the ball to Drake, I'm going to leave the ball in Kyler Murray's hand. Yep. Kyler, you got to make something happen, bro. I'm not letting Kenyon Drake. My best, if you look at yesterday, Skip, at the end of the game, what did Andy Reid do? He handed the ball off. He could have handed it off. He said, no. Mahomes, you got us here. Bring us home. Kyler Murray is your best, Skip. He's not a running back, but he's your best runner.
He is.
And I've got to find a way to keep the ball in his hands. On fourth and one, Kyler Murray's going to keep this ball. Okay. I'm going to give him a run pass option.
I got it. I am with Michael Vick. Kyler is still nursing an AC joint sprain. And I think it really bothered him yesterday because I know Kyler Murray's game. I watched every snap he took at the University of Oklahoma. I've not missed a single game in pro football that Kyler has played. I even saw some shots of him warming up yesterday, and he couldn't throw the football. He's lost velocity, and it's hurt his accuracy a touch.
And it was cold.
And it was.
The last thing you need.
You don't need that. And it looked like the game plan said no called, no designed runs for Kyler to protect the shoulder.
Right.
He got loose for one late scramble that was 15 yards. Mm-hmm. And look, he can run now once he gets free.
Right.
If he's just running in space, no problem.
Right.
But as far as a designed read option kind of keeper, Cliff Kingsbury's saying, I don't want to do it. I don't want to get you banged up any more than you're banged up right now because you probably shouldn't be out there today.
Correct.
So he gets 31 total yards with 15 coming on a late scramble. So he was no factor right. in the run game. And I agree. On the fourth and short, you know, again, I'm probably going to put the ball in his hands if he's right.
Right.
If I think he can stand up to some punishment, but he can't. So back to your point. I look at the numbers on this game and I say, wait a second, it doesn't, 2 + 2 don't equal 4 because third down's better for the visiting team. Then you look at yards rushing, way better for visiting, yards passing, way better for the visiting team. Again, one turnover for Kyler and 2 for Cam, okay? And the time of possession, Kyler had it 34 minutes to only 26 for Cam. Well, help me out. It doesn't add up.
Nope.
Except that Cam threw one late pick, and I thought it was probably pass interference on Drake Kirkpatrick, but they didn't call it, and he picked it.
Right.
And I thought, game over.
Yep.
Then they got conservative. They didn't try to go for the throat, and right. they leave the Gonzalez kid, the kicker, with a 45-yard field goal. And he's been pretty good this right. year. And he flat out pushed it right and missed it.
But, Skip, that's the thing. That's what makes me upset with team. Oh, we just go play for the field.
Yep.
Field goals are automatic. PATs, can we see more guys miss PATs?
Yep.
They're not automatic.
I totally agree.
And in that kind of condition,
yep.
man, that's not automatic. You better try. Hey, I'm trying to get the ball in the end zone. You don't worry about the field goal
kick. It's one thing to kick indoors in Phoenix.
Yes.
It's another up there in New England in the outdoors.
That ball probably feel like you yeah. kicking a brick.
And to Nick Folk's credit, as he was shouted out by Michael Vick, that was a hellacious boot, man.
But
he
Skip,
nailed it from 50 yards.
He's kicked in New York. He's kicked in New England. He's kicked Dallas. In Philly. Yeah. So
he's got it.
Yeah.
He has been around.
Yes.
He has done that. He will go south on you, but he hadn't gone south yet
right.
this year.
New England Patriots ran the ball real effective yesterday.
They did.
The run game was clicking, and that's another thing. The time of possession might not have been in their favor, but they did do enough to keep Kyler on the sideline and not have him out on the field. Being dangerous. So I think that played a big part of the win, too.
A lot of this, Skip, when you look at their running game, a lot of it is not necessarily about gaining yards. Because you look at it, Skip, there was 30 attempts, 110 yards. That's less than 4 yards a carry.
It's okay, but it's not great.
Yeah. But we're going to minimize. We're trying to minimize putting the ball in harm's way.
Yep.
And if we don't turn, we feel, Coach Belichick says, you know what? I feel if we don't turn the football over, the likelihood of a team driving on us consistently isn't very good.
Yep.
As long as we don't give them a scoop and score or we turn it over and they can just kick a field goal, somebody driving on us, we like our chances. And now that they got Gilmore back, and don't count them out, the game that's going to come back to haunt them, Skip, is they lost to the Broncos.
Yep.
That might yep. lose. That might be the game to keep them out of the playoffs.
Well, and they had Buffalo on the ropes.
Yes.
And Buffalo.
I agree. So yesterday, Kyler Murray has a QBR of 55, which is a little above average. Not terrible. Cam had a QBR of 7, and they won the game. I don't know. It's a Belichick special, right?
That's how you come. Now you get an appreciation. Now all those years up there for 20 years. Mm. Oh, coaching matters, huh, Mike?
Mm.
Coaching matters?
I think it's voodoo, right?
I mean, defense matters. I've played my entire career, and I can only think about I only played with maybe one or two dominant defenses in 13 years. And I just know what the defense does. You can hang around all game, and you don't have to generate offense. You don't have to be great. You don't have to be the GOAT. You can find ways to win. And that's what happened in New England for years with Tom and Bill Belichick. So, you know, it's still evident that he's still a defensive guru in his show.
I be thinking about that. I say, man, what if Patrick Mahomes had defenses like Tom Brady had for just 15 years? Or Aaron Rodgers had defenses like Tom Brady had for 15 years? Or Peyton Manning or some of these Marino? What could they have done if they had comparable defenses for the same length of time?
Wait a second. Kansas City is 7th in points allowed. Is that good? That's top 10.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Mike, that's what I'm saying. If you have those type of defense where you top 10, you top 5, can you imagine if my homeboy had a run for 15 years, he's going to have a defense that's going to be in the top 10 or top 5 for the next 15 years. How many Super Bowls do you think he wins, Skip?
Mm. Well, if he continues to throw in Super Bowls a late third quarter and an early fourth quarter interception the way he did against San Francisco, I don't know if
like your guy did yesterday?
Yeah.
Like your guy threw 2 picks yesterday?
That was in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl. He got away with it because the opponent was Jimmy G.
So Brady never thrown a pick in the Super Bowl? Yeah.
He's thrown a couple, but not many.
He threw the pick 6 against Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay.
As many as the other guy.
My guy clean. My guy clean. Skip, you know my guy clean? My guy's on pace to throw for 43 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. Mm. 43-2. Can I interest you in that, Skip?
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Mike, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for helping me with these two. I appreciate it.
No mercy.
You can expect to see a lot more Jalen Hurts on the field when the Eagles host the Seahawks tonight. Hurts has taken significantly more first-team snaps in practice this week, and the team is reportedly planning on utilizing the rookie QB more tonight than in any game so far this season. So, Shannon, how much do you believe that he will play?
Well, first of all, Skip, it doesn't make sense to me that you're doing this. If you're going to give him first-team reps, you might as well just go ahead and start him and see what you have. Because clearly, Wentz is under the impression now, like, you know what? They don't believe in me. Now, I'm not going to absolve Carson Wentz because he could have prevented this. He could have played better, and this would have been a dead issue. This would have been a moot point. He could have played better last year and not given them a reason to go into the draft and draft the quarterback, even though they took him in the second round. Mm-hmm. But at this point, Skip, it seems to me the Eagles are just throwing a bunch of stuff to the wall, and let's see what sticks.
Yep.
And it says that he's not going to get a series, but he's going to get a couple of plays within a series. Well, Skip, I mean, the guy picks up a couple of first downs. What, you going to bring him out and put Carson Wentz back in the ballgame? It seems to me they don't have a plan. I get it. The NFC East is so bad right now. I'm like, man, we're not out of this. We got a chance. So we got to try. We got to try anything. Because, like you said, you spoke earlier, Washington is in second place. The Giants are in first because they swept Washington thus far. But Daniel Jones is hurt. And so everybody's still in play. And it seems to me Doug Peterson said, look, I don't know if we can win this division with the way Carson Wentz is playing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to give this kid a chance. But if that's the case, Skip, just go ahead and start the kid and move on.
Okay. So obviously your man, walk it to him, has become give it to him Wentz. He's become a disaster.
Yeah, and Tom is right there behind him.
Leads the league with 14 interceptions, 18 total giveaways.
Your guy got 11.
Man, he's got more giveaways than 26 other teams now.
Yikes.
3-6-1 is the Eagles' record as they go down the stretch. I am here to tell you, number one, this could be a smokescreen. It could be they're just leaking this information just to mess with Pete Carroll's preparation. You got to get ready for a very different kind of quarterback.
Right.
But I doubt that's happening. It sounds like he actually got half the snaps, right? Where are you heading with this? Because now we're back to Tom Landry's infamous experiment of, I will alternate Roger Staubach and Craig Morton and see what happens, and it went south.
Yeah, I was on a team in 1992. We did the exact same thing.
You did it.
That's with Tommy Maddox and Sean Moore.
Okay, you got it. It does not
work. It does not work. It did not work.
It's too hard. It requires some continuity and trustability where you got the same guy calling the signals in the same flow, the same rhythm to the offense.
Well, okay. I don't know what the Cowboys' record was, but we lost all 8 games in which Dan did that.
All right. I'm not sure what their record was, but I know until he said, Roger, you're the guy, they didn't take off to win Super Bowls. So the point is, I believe in Jalen Hurts. I believe if you went full-time to Jalen Hurts right now, I would give you a real shot at winning the East. The problem is the schedule only gets worse because they got Seattle at home tonight.
Right.
No walk in the park. And then they go to Green Bay. Then, wait a second, they got the Saints coming to them. Then it's at Arizona, at Dallas, and then Washington. It's hard.
Well, the thing is, the Saints, I'm going to make the Saints throw the ball to beat me. Okay. I'm going to see if Taysom Hill can throw the ball because I didn't like what I saw.
But defensively, you got
your hand full.
Whew. Okay, so here's what Jalen Hurts did last year at the University of Oklahoma. 52 total touchdowns. It's just hard to do that. Threw for 32, ran for 20 touchdowns. He is a really good runner of the football because he is so powerful. They say pound for pound, he's the strongest man in the weight room. Mm-hmm. Okay, he is also natural-born leader. Wentz, to me, is challenged as a leader. He doesn't have that gene, that leadership gene. They don't light up to him. They don't want to follow him into battle the way they would Jalen Hurts. He would take this team over. Is he as talented as Carson Wentz? He is absolutely not.
Okay.
But he throws it pretty well and runs it very well, and he can take some punishment. He's not Kyler with speed or quickness. He's just a runner by nature.
Skip, let this sink in for a second. They've taken Jason Peters, who's probably going to end up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yep.
He's gotten so bad at left tackle, they put him at guard.
Yep.
He gave up 3 sacks and a safety last week. Olivier Vernon was defensive player of the week in the AFC. Now, Lane Johnson says, I'm done. My ankle is collapsed.
Okay.
So he's out. Let that sink in.
Okay, I got it. But you need some young player to step in and relight your fire.
Well, maybe because the offensive line is so bad, maybe Jalen Hurts can get out of the way from oncoming traffic.
I don't know. He would have to. I wouldn't wish this upon anybody,
right.
But if anybody could pull this off, he could.
And now Seattle, now that they got Dunlap, seems to have been able to generate a little bit more pressure than what they what they've been able to do before they got Carlos Dunlap.
I just don't believe they're going to go full-time to Jalen Hurts. They got too much money sunk into your guy.
But, Skip, and plus they're right there.
Out of money.
No mercy.